Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Second hour, Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Monday. Hope everybody's having a good start to your day. Been talking to our next guest every Monday since back at the beginning of football season, and a lot on the show. We enjoy our Monday conversations with Teron Davenport. Talking with TD's his podcast, you need to check that out. Also, NFL Nation reporter on the Titans for ESPN and ESPN.com. Teron, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
How's quarantine life with the fam?
It's going fine. I was telling Elijah, I turned the car into a studio this morning. I'm sitting here in the car doing the show. So it's all good, man. You got to change things up.
You just wanted to.
There are home studios and now car studios.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking out. I see nothing but forest behind my development. So it's a different perspective. I got a little change of scenery, literally.
Hey, you're pretty driven, Teron. Pretty driven.
Very nice. Very nice. He's got a mobile studio. How about you? You're moving up in the world. A mobile studio. Mm-hmm. Got to love that. Where do you think John Robinson and Mike Vrabel are as we sit here today on April 13th with the draft just around the corner? What do you think final preparations as everybody's getting ready for something brand new? I mean, something they're not accustomed to doing the way they're going to do this draft. But what do you think is going on right now with them?
I think they're doing a lot of trial runs and they're working on different ways to communicate. That would probably be priority number one right now, because pretty much by this time the board is set, you know what you want, what you're looking for. So I think really it's just finding a way to share that board, because it's so much different when you're on the phone or whatever type of telecommunication you're doing. It's so much different than actually being in that room and seeing all those slots there, QB, and then you have the five labels there, and you take that one off, and you take this one off as the guys get picked, et cetera, et cetera. They have to figure out a way to keep everybody on the same page and to keep that in unison.
I know from my conversations with general managers and scouts over the years that they absolutely look at drafts and even upcoming drafts down the road and deem them really good drafts or we don't view that as that's going to be a good draft. Because as we know, sometimes there's years whenever it just doesn't produce a lot of talent, right? It's just not a very good draft pool. And then sometimes, you know, it is rich with talent. How would you deem the 2020 NFL draft in your mind when it comes to the talent pool?
I think it's pretty rich. And the thing that's really interesting with this draft, to me, it's not rich top-end wise. It's rich just from top to bottom, if you could feel what I'm saying. Whereas you could get a starter at particular positions in the fourth and fifth round. And when I say a starter, I'm talking about a guy who will start and come in and contribute. And I think that's something that's really significant. You don't see that too often at multiple positions, but I think that's the case this year.
Hmm. So, and by the way, you need that, right? General managers need to hit on, yes, you need to hit on your first-round picks, because those are supposed to change, you know, the complexion of your franchise in a lot of cases. But you need to have a Kevin Byard in the third round, right? You need to hit on every once in a while. It's not going to happen every year, but man, when you can get a Jarrell Casey and Kevin Byard, what, third round picks, and get that type of production out of them, that's how teams get good, right? With those middle rounds, or even sometimes you hit on that late round and they turn into a critical player for you.
Yeah, without a doubt. You can mention Jayon Brown as well, fifth round.
There you go. There
so
you go.
It's really, with the salary cap and everything that you have going as far as limiting a team from having the same roster over and over again, you definitely have to hit on those guys later, because it is what it is, right? It's inexpensive production that you're getting, and that kind of fills in for when you lose guys like a Jack Conklin, or fills in for when you could possibly lose a guy like a Logan Ryan. So you're definitely right. And I think it extends even further to the undrafted free agent market as well. And that's something where I really feel John Robinson and the crew there have been able to hit on some of those guys.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, let's do a little draft questions. Quick hitters, I'm going to throw your way, kind of like pick six when we did that on Friday. So, okay, how would you answer yes or no? John Robinson makes a trade, any type of trade, while the draft is being conducted in the first round. Does John Robinson make a trade in the first round?
I think he trades back. I do. I think
you
they trade out of 29.
Okay. Yeah. So you think he trades out of the first round completely?
To acquire additional
more picks.
Yes.
Okay. All right. First player selected by the Titans will be on the offense or on the defensive side of the ball?
That's so tough not knowing what the board will look like. But I'll shoot my shot. I'll say defense. I think it's going to be a cornerback.
So is this because you feel like that you have identified that as their biggest position of need?
I think right now it's the biggest position of need, and I think it's a group where you can trade back and still get a significant player in the second round.
Okay. A couple more quick hitters. The Titans will draft a running back.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Okay. That sounds like a top shelf. Yes. The Titans will select a wide receiver. This is in the draft.
More than likely.
Not undrafted.
More than likely.
More than likely. Okay. And finally, the Titans will draft a quarterback.
Possibly. I wouldn't say certain. If they do it, it's going to be a bit later, a day three guy.
But you think there is
Gordon, Washington State.
Okay. But you think there is a chance that they could use a draft pick on a quarterback?
I think there's a chance, especially if they acquire additional picks. I could definitely see that. But
that's
I don't see
the lesser
it
of the three.
Day three.
That's the lesser of the three, in your opinion? Chances of happening?
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Yes.
Willie?
Talking to Teron Davenport, and we're breaking down the upcoming draft for the NFL, including the Titans. And, Teron, your extensive research includes not only a lot of film study, but also just a lot of conversations with some of the draft prospects. And in the past, you know, when they pop up during the season, and a guy that you've studied, whether it's on the Titans or somebody that you kind of connected with and saw something in, does well on the field, you think back. You bring that to our attention. So, who has jumped out at you more than anybody else in the conversations you've had with these prospects this year?
There's a bunch of them. Marlon Davidson, without a doubt, jumped out to me. I just love his passion that he has for the game. I really love that. Van Jefferson was awesome to talk to. But I think more than anyone, Jalen Hurts jumped out to me the most because he has a captivating presence. He's the guy who exudes confidence, and he has the total mental makeup, I would say, of a guy that could be a face of the franchise type of prospect. I really feel that way about him, and a lot of the GMs and personnel folks that I've spoken to him feel the same way. I also like Jeff Gladney, too, and Amik Robinson. Those are two guys. They're not the biggest guys, but they kind of show their teeth, so to speak, like a wolf. You know, when you ask them about size and having a dog in them and, you know, how their size is not a significant detractor from their success. I love the way that they answer those questions and just kind of you could see their demeanor change when they're talking about it.
So, Teron, let's go back to Jalen Hurts because I think that he's a player that so many of us have watched, you know, and you've seen the ups and downs of his career, the change from Alabama over to Oklahoma. if he jumped out at you so much, I would guess there will be others that see the same thing. So where do you project him based on that, knowing that quarterbacks a lot of times can jump way up a board if somebody really likes him?
I think he'll be a second-round pick. And I wouldn't be surprised if a team like the Patriots, specifically the Patriots, actually trade into the bottom part of the first round and select them. But I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to fall beyond the second round. I feel that way strongly because, yes, there are some things that need to be worked on, but you could say that for any quarterback or any prospect, period, coming into the draft. So I just feel like there are intangibles that he possesses, and I think he is a perfect match for the Patriots and the aura, the mentality, the mindset that they have there.
We're talking to Teron Davenport, Titans NFL Nation reporter for ESPN. This morning, Ryan and I, during the rundown, had a conversation about if the Titans don't address this position in the draft, then you're going to look at the roster and go, uh-oh, that it's they have a problem. I said cornerback, just like you believe that's a position of need because they don't have Logan Ryan right now. They don't have the depth. Because Sims is gone, and so that's a position they need to address. But I also said that an honorable mention could be the backup running back position based upon everything we discussed with Derrick Henry, and that if you pay him a lot of money and you the workload that he gets, that they haven't been able to rely on the guy behind him for the last couple of years to carry some of the load. Do you agree with that sentiment that position may deserve a little more? It may be more of a need than we give it credit for?
No, I think that's a huge need. I'm going to say differently, though. I feel like they have been able to rely on Deion Lewis, but the fact of the matter is you got to give Derrick Henry the carries. That's really what it boils down to. So when you look at that group that they have left, I mean, Deion Dawkins, I feel like he's a capable player, but Dalen Dawkins. I feel like he's a capable player, but there's just it's unproven, you know. So they definitely need to bring in a guy in the draft, you know, and give him a chance to prove himself as well. So it's a big need, though, because God forbid something happened to Derek and he can't play. They're in a bad situation now because, you know, they don't have that Deion Lewis to come in and help out like he did in the Saints game, even though that was a loss.
I think you bring up a good point, too, and I'll use Dalen Dawkins and I'll use Logan Woodside as an example for this. I think, and I speak for myself, but Darren, we've had this conversation, Willie, we've had this conversation on the show, that because we don't have a large sample size with those two guys, because we just haven't seen them a lot, it's hard for us to say, okay, you know what? Those two guys right there can be the backups. Logan Woodside can be the backup quarterback. Dalen Dawkins can be the backup running back. You're around the team every day. The coaching staff obviously knows that team inside and out. So I do find this conversation interesting that with two guys that have been in the system, been with the organization, that they could or they deserve maybe a little more faith than we give them credit for.
No, that's a good point. And I will say I know in talking to Coach Dews, the running back coach, I know that he really likes Dalen Dawkins. And it's no secret that Mike Vrabel – and even Pat O'Hara, the QB coach, they like what Logan Woodside brings to the table as well. So I think within the building, those guys have the trust and the coaches have faith in those players. But end of the day, they're not the guys you want in. You want Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry playing. And it would be a tragedy for that team if either of those guys go down, even though they have that faith in Dawkins and Woodside.
Based upon the roster question that I asked earlier, we know that the Titans have said that they've talked to the representation for Jadeveon Clowney and Logan Ryan. Both of those players remain unsigned, and who knows where they're going to end up. Do you think that it would be considered a failure if they don't end up with one of those two guys based upon the cap space that they moved?
That's a good question. A failure is a bit extreme. I would say a disappointment, but they could solve that by extending a guy like a Jonnu Smith or Jayon Brown or one of those type of players and keeping them from hitting the market next year. And actually, especially in the case of Jonnu Smith, if you could get him extended now, considering what I believe he's going to do this upcoming year, you made a good move. Getting that extra cap space to do that was a good decision. Otherwise, I could agree to your statement that it would be a failure. You have to do something with that money. You know, I think that's really what it boils down to.
Good stuff, Teron. As always, who do you have on the podcast? Do you know this week?
Yeah, we are looking at we have A.J. Green, a cornerback from Oklahoma State. We have Javelin Guidry. He ran a 4.29, a nickelback out of Utah. And then we went with the big dogs. We got Lucas Niang out of TCU. So it's going to be a good show.
Did you say a 4.29?
4.29. Javelin Guidry, Utah.
That's fast. That's fast. Wow, good stuff. All right, we will definitely check that out. Thanks for joining us. As always, you and the family continue to be safe, and we'll talk soon.
For sure. You guys take care.
Check out his podcast, Talking with TD. He does a tremendous job, and it is worthy of a listen. And we do appreciate Teron Davenport for joining us. We will come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.